And it's wine cellaring.
Wait, wine cellaring is like a... We're verbing? Wine cellar is a verb now?
Yes.
What do we... How do you wine cellar?
You ask the right questions and you get the right answers. That's how.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
That's how.
So bubble baths are wine cellaring?
Yeah, I do it, but with fucking bath bombs, they need to stop using the word bomb. There's nothing bomb about them. That was the most boring shit.
Don't they just foam up?
They don't even do that. They just spread out. They just kind of fizzle away.
Oh.
Like, I wanted a bubbly good time, and it was a dat gum of nothing.
Maybe you should get a better brand of bath bomb.
No, those were a dollar. That's an expensive bath bomb.
I'll make you a bath bomb, dear.
It was 100 cents. 100 cents.
I'll make you a bath bomb. Okay.
All right, Chief.
Yes. So, Sandy Hook victims' families win legal victory against InfoWars and Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
So, by the way, I follow his ex-wife on Twitter.
Yeah.
They're going back to court for custody stuff again. And, the judge keeps giving him, like, more and more parental rights, which really makes me worry about this judge and for the kids, man.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, six families of victims killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School won a legal victory on Friday in their fight against controversial radio host and internet personality Alex Jones. I like that they're calling him a radio host and an internet personality, not like a reporter, like, you know, like something serious. He's just a personality.
Well, it's what his lawyer said he was.
Hey. A judge in Connecticut has granted the family's discovery request, allowing them access to, among other things, InfoWars' internal marketing and financial documents. The judge has scheduled a hearing next week to decide whether to allow the plaintiff's attorney to depose Jones. The plaintiffs include the parents of five children who went to the school, as well as family members of first grade teacher Victoria Lee Soto and Principal Don Hochsprung. Oh, I said that wrong. According to a statement from the plaintiff's attorneys. According to the statement, the plaintiffs allege after a years-long campaign of abusive and outrageous false statements, in which Jones and the other defendants have developed, amplified, and perpetuated claims that the Sandy Hook massacre was staged and that the 26 families who lost loved ones are paid actors who faked their relatives' deaths.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Fucking Dan Bedondi should actually be a part of that. Yeah, he was doing that shit too.
He was, but I think they're going after Jones because it's his followers that is the ones that are like doxing them and shit.
Hmm.
You know? Because, didn't we cover one of the families? They had to move like five times because they keep getting doxxed and people were sending them death threats and shit.
Well, there was one guy that I think he was actually like going to their houses. And if I remember right, he was a Dan Bedondi follower.
Oh, okay.
But Bedondi was with InfoWars at that time because Jones just liked him and he thought he could get some money off of him because Jones is a business person.
Yeah, because I remember we covered one about a woman who was sending them death threats, doxxed them and sent them death threats and... got sentenced to jail for it, or prison. I don't remember how long her sentence was. And then part of her, conditions for release was she's not allowed to listen to InfoWars anymore.
Oh, you told me about that. I think we
covered that. Yeah. Yeah, we covered that one, yeah.
And you know what? That shit, because this was back when, remember, man, like, before 2015, it was easy to listen to a lot more podcasts. Like, I actually listened to, Bob and Ches Pazienza get lost, boy, go visit your big cousin. And fucking, I used to listen to him, and like, they really got into that shit with that Dan Bedondi shit. They actually had him on their show to debate them.
Really?
And but like, they followed him real tough because he did have some influence because he was with InfoWars at the time. And it got to where like those guys, they're called like Sandy Hook Truthers.
Yeah.
But it reached a point where there were Sandy Hook Truthers who said that the first set of Sandy Hook truthers were deliberately looking and sounding ridiculous so that the real truth could be hidden. There were truther truthers.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And these are the same people in that QAnon shit, aren't they?
I would not be surprised, Ed.
All right. So the lawsuit goes on to say that Jones... Oh, this is a direct quote. Jones' actions subjected the families and survivors of the Sandy Hook shooting to physical confrontations and harassment, death threats, and personal attacks on social media. from the beginning. We have alleged Alec Jones and his financial network trafficked lies and hate in order to profit from the grief of Sandy Hook families. That is what we intend to prove, and today's ruling advances the effort, said Chris Mattei, one of the attorneys representing the families. We look forward to gaining access to InfoWars' internal marketing and financial documents to show Jones has built an empire as nothing more than a conspiracy profiteer, as is alleged in our complaint.
Damn, that is well worded. That is responsible ass fucking wording.
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't even have a little commentary, but just fucking see, William hates everything, huh?
You
did
do
I
hate
not
him.
Just praise something?
No.
This nigga, ma'am, just go hit with the no.
Yeah, no, I like that sentence. He has built an empire as nothing more than a conspiracy profiteer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's outstanding. Very
good. I'm going to start saying conspiracy profiteer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Tariq Nasheed is.
He is.
A conspiracy profiteer.
He is.
Like, he loves calling Feminista Jones Fraudanista Jones. And like, that was real. The first time that I actually ever heard Tariq Nasheed. And fucking people, please stop reporting shit and getting it taken down, because now I can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that whole Tariq Nasheed channel got wiped off YouTube. So I can't prove any of the shit that I'm claiming right now, because you fuckers report shit and get it removed.
Yeah, fucking...
Stop deleting evidence.
Yeah, keep the evidence. Keep the evidence.
Yeah.
Even if you get it reported and taken down, get the evidence first.
Quit moving with the mentality of a book burner. All right, and, but like... The first time I ever heard Tariq Nasheed, he was saying that Feminista Jones works for the CIA and is infiltrating black groups.
Okay.
That's the first time I heard him, and I was immediately like, holy shit, he's the black Alex Jones.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Yeah.
Jones has since sought to dismiss the lawsuit. His defense attorney, Jay Wolman, wrote a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Quote, plaintiffs suffered a horrible tragedy. Now, I would like to know, if Sandy Hook had never had happened, what is the tragedy that these families have suffered?
I like that you're channeling Lindsey Graham and Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III at the same time.
Because somebody did a fucking Photoshop of their faces together and it's been in my head.
Oh my God, who and why and where is that wonderful image?
So we're on Twitter.
Holy shit.
So we're on Twitter. It's fucking... Ah.
Yo, like, when they start yelling and getting real excited, like, they, like, you know, spit doesn't come out their mouth. Just, like, mint julep drops come flying out of their mouths.
Mint julep drops and caramels. Okay. So, plaintiffs suffered a horrible tragedy. I would just like to know what the fuck the tragedy is, since y'all are claiming that this shit never even fucking happened. So, what the fuck was the tragedy then? I have questions. So yeah, the plaintiff suffered a horrible tragedy. Alex Jones and InfoWars are not responsible for this tragedy. The tragedy that never happened? That one?
Actually, like, if you think about it in, like, legalese bullshit terms, remember what we came up on when the Alex Jones lawyer said he's just an entertainer?
Yes.
So when he says that didn't happen, that's just his art.
Right.
So now that we're not in art mode, we can say it was a terrible tragedy. That's what, back in, 2000 and 2001, that's why you noticed, like, if you look at Eminem interviews, like, every once in a while they'd ask him a question, and then he would look to his left, and his lawyer would be like, don't say that. Don't answer that question. He'd be like, my lawyer said I can't answer that, because his mother, Debbie, was suing him,
mm-hmm.
and, for defamation, but she could only sue him for defamation if he said it in an interview and not in a rap. That's why he could do that song, Cleaning Out My Closet.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's in the art, you can do it. Right. I don't know if that's national or state. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
So the plaintiff suffered a tragedy for something that they alleged didn't happen, but whatever. So Alex Jones and InfoWars are not responsible for the tragedy. To punish them for First Amendment protected speech on this matter of public concern will not bring back the lives lost. The lives lost.
See?
So somebody died?
See, they can say it now because they're not performing.
Are his fucking listen? Like, I just want to know if his listeners know this is happening, and if they do, what their take is. So is he lying when he says it then, or is he lying in court now?
That he's just trying to work around the deep state.
Okay.
Like, they have Alex Jones, because sometimes he has callers sometimes.
Yeah.
And I never forget one caller that, this was back in my earlier days of analyzing and studying Jones. I'll repeat, I've said this a few times, but you never know who's hearing this for the first time. I listened from mid 2015, right? Around like late June, early August. Late July, early August, I started. Mm-hmm. And I listened to every single episode of InfoWars that was new at that time. Because he does episodes 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. Sunday through Friday, he does episodes. And I listened to every single one all the way through. I didn't skip. I didn't fast forward. I even listened to the commercial breaks, because even those are propaganda. Mm-hmm. And so that's how much studying. And I did that all the way up to St. Patrick's Day 2017. Then I got promoted and worked too much. And so fucking, this is like my first couple of weeks in listening to it, and somebody called in, and she could barely talk past her tears because she loved Alex Jones so much. And her main thing that she really liked about him was that he always gives the glory to God. Like, Alex Jones followers are dedicated.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, they've made these people move like six fucking times. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. And wait, shit, one of them niggas showed up at the fucking, for that Pizzagate shit. Fucking showed up with the AR-15 trying to shoot niggas.
And I still want to know, man, there was that one story where fucking, somebody just rolled up on Melissa Harris Perry and then just stood really close to her and was like saying creepy shit and then just hopped off in a pickup truck and left. And you gotta wonder if you go back, and you know, the right wing in general did this, but Alex Jones harped on it real hard, where Melissa Harris Perry was doing her program, and she said that in her office, she keeps like a picture of something from slavery to remind her what real hard work is, and right wingers ran with that, like, oh, she's saying nobody does real hard work, she's saying you're not a real hard worker, she's racist, and they ran with that hard, especially Jones. So for some white man in a pickup truck to know where she is for an event and go roll up on her and deliberately, like, essentially, I think I'm going for big air terrorism.
Yeah.
To practice terrorism against her like that. Like, that shit is that's some ill shit. And Melissa Harris Perry is still a partisan hack. All right.
Yes. So his lawyer says that this won't bring back the lives lost. Woolman did not immediately respond to ABC News' request for comment. The judge's ruling on discovery gives the plaintiffs access to any communications Jones had about the Newtown massacre and to documents that could point to the inner workings of InfoWars. I just want to know what those documents say.
And I like the fact that
want to know.
InfoWars is being declassified.
InfoWars is being declassified.
Like, goddamn. Like, now, I want to start something called, I don't know, Information Fights.
And then just Information Fights. And just post all the declassified InfoWars shit.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not war, it's just a fight, you know? A little scuffle, little fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah, that's all.
It's informational fisticuffs, mate.
Yeah, just trading knuckle hammers, that's all. Knuckle hammers. Everyone's having a good time.
Knuckle hammers?
Yeah, it's West Coast vernacular, I think. I think it might be a little regional. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Oh, that's the whole story?
That's the whole story.
That's the whole story. That's the whole wine cellar for Monday. Except, remember, folks, we did it last week. I think we did it the week before, trying to be consistent with it. That the whole episode altogether will be available, but the individual clips will be there. And we have one that we cut out of this episode that's going to be by itself. And it's going to be available for Patreon only early. And then on the weekend, that one will go public for everybody. Yes. So if you're one of the 55, you got it.
Yes.
Already. If you want to be 56, 57, I mean, really, keep in mind, we have folks that sign up to the Patreon, you know, $20 here, $5 here, $10 there, $1. There are people that sign up for $1 and you can access the content. $1 a month. Mm-hmm. There's one person that signs up for significantly more, and they pretty much do a lot of the carrying of the wine cellar.
They do. Yes, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, man, you can hit us up for what you want to hit us up for, and you get that shit early, too. All right? And that is that shit. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Is that there a funky ass beat, Miss Man?
Yes.
Is that a funky ass beat? I'm not sure. Yeah. It sounds like some shit that'll make me want to grab the mic and spit. Let these niggas know I talk like the young kids. I get lit. Yes, William, these days I'm on fleek. I think that's how they talk in the new school streets. I gotta get some skinny jeans, but they gotta be ripped first, cause that makes sense how you spend your money. I guess it works. I'm not really sure. Does it make sense in dollars? I don't know. That shit would make me holler. I'd get angry. If my jeans had a hole, I'd pay too much for them. And plus, it's cold. Okay. All right.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? William hates things? Is that?
You are wrong and false. All right, YouTube, go fuck yourself. All right. Yeah, I should probably come up with a better. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.
Yes.